The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Whopper Wednesday edition. Want to thank my most recent guest and co-devil, Bill McCoshin, Republican. I guess he's a lobbyist now. He's not a candidate. He's a lobbyist. Michael Best Strategies, I guess, officially his title. I know he's got the email address over there. And I know some of the audience, since the day I've been doing the show, and we're going on nearly 10 years now, every time a Republican appears on this show, somebody goes, God, you know what, Crudy? I hate when you give a platform to Republicans. Did you hear him lying? Did you hear some of the things he said? Yes, I did. That's why I had him. And he is one of the few reasonable Republicans. I've only got like four Republican friends left. I count Bill amongst them. So, you know, don't be too harsh. 844-967-2789. I mean, you should see some of the friends I have on the left. I try to be fair and balanced in a lot of my actions. Jack from Barry Mac. How are you, Jack?
Oh, just peachy keen, thank you. I want to say a couple things about Mr. McCoshin. First of all, he was really disingenuous and redirected the conversation when you asked him the question about the riot and insurrection at the Capitol. He almost immediately gave a false equivalency to Black Lives Matter demonstrations and then redirected it to violence in general and political demonstrations. And everybody's going to agree to that. Nobody should be violently demonstrating.
Well, not everyone agrees, Jack, because, you know, that's sort of the walk the middle line Hannity take on this. Sean Hannity of Righty Whitey Talk Radio and Foxy News fame, Hannity kind of takes this attitude like, well, you know, both sides do it. And I don't like when Bill does it, you know, to further link the murder rates in Milwaukee somehow to what? The response to the murder of George Floyd? Like Black Lives Matter somehow leads to a higher murder rate? Well, I would say perhaps the domestic abuse and violence stemming from a pandemic and a worldwide crisis is probably exacerbated murder rates. But Jack, I don't have all the solutions. But, you know, sadly, there is not a Republican that you can talk to, that I can talk to, my friend, that doesn't have some belief system that I think doesn't hold up to scrutiny. And the question is do you end the conversation? Do you hit a dead stop at that point? Or do you bring attention to that point? Well, you know, I don't see the link between Black Lives Matter protest and the violence. You know, even Geraldo can see the difference between a peaceful protest that turns bad or riotous and an attack on the U.S. Capitol and the functioning of our democracy, Jack. I mean, you know it. I know it. Deep down, I think in his heart, Bill knows it too.
Yeah, it really does bother me that kind of hypocrisy, though.
Honestly, Jack, is anyone ever going to come on the show and say, Crudy, you got me? You know, you asked three times, and now I'm going to disclose the entire truth. Here's our strategy. It's a red herring, and of course we're trying to smear. You know, he is a political sort, and he would like to see his team win next year, Jack. And for his team, for the Republicans to win, and, you know, if they can just keep their heads down and blame it on the economy, Joe Biden's got a world of hurt, and the Democrats have a world of hurt coming down the pike in the midterms. If perception of the economy, it's the economy, stupid. If that's the only thing the voters have to go on, well, it's going to be a bloodbath for Democrats. But Jack, we've got this, and I don't want to call it a secret weapon. I want to say, you know, this is something that should have come to light and been prosecuted much sooner. But the January 6th, the violent insurrection, the criminal conspiracy that happened, well, it's going to be decimating as these charges come down, as the indictments come down, as the January 6th committee starts doing their work in public and bringing some of these witnesses back to give public testimony, Jack, and they start connecting the dots for the American people. I cannot think that the Republicans will fare well in that environment, but But of course, that depends on how well the Democrats play their hand.
Well, that is for sure. They should be constantly broadcasting this stuff. Put on political ads on TV, on radio, every place, so that everybody knows. At least it could start to sway some of the so-called undecided voters.
Yes, sir. I asked my friend Bill Press yesterday, Jack. I'm going to ask you now. What do you think is more important for the Democratic Party to, quote-unquote, deliver for the American people, deliver, you know, perhaps the Build Back Better, this human infrastructure deal, or to deliver justice prosecutions to basically hold the last regime accountable? What do you think is more important for the Democrats at this point in history, Jack?
I think there's two things they've got to do, and that is one of them, that they have to hold these guys accountable, and they've got to really publicize what was done. The second half of that is, though, they've got to get that Freedom to Vote Act through. Otherwise, the Republicans are going to gerrymander and voter suppress their way into not just a slight majority, but a huge majority into the House, and then it'll be all over. There will be no more investigation.
Jack, you're wrecking my buzz, man. Appreciate you listening. Thank you, Jack. Have a great day. 844-967-2789. Back to the phones. My pal, Wisco Paul. Don't harsh my buzz, Paul.
Well, it's kind of hard to do at times, but Jack is right. The voter bill is all important. We definitely need that. I'm going to ask you, Crudy, one question, and I'll get off here.
Sure.
The thought of Rebecca Clayfish as the next governor, that wrecks my buzz. What would you say against Tony 50-50, or better than that? Thanks, Crudy.
That's a difficult question, Paul. Right now, generic polling would say that Tony Evers is in serious trouble. But generic polling also says that the incumbent Ron Johnson would be in serious trouble. Roughly, they poll about the same, low 40s. Do you want to see this guy get reelected? Well, Paul, you know, right now there is not an opponent for Tony or Ron Johnson. And when there is, you get to compare the respective candidates. Now, pardon me, I suspect it will be Rebecca Clayfish. And I think Rebecca Clayfish strategically could have stolen the center from Tony. She could have come out as a suburban, and she even tried it a little bit in her launch video. You know, I clip coupons just like you do. And the thing that Trump did, he drove suburban women away, Paul. And if Rebecca had just come out as sort of a moderate, hey, I'm like you, you know, I got to get the kids to school, got to make the budget at the kitchen table, me and my husband do it just like you do. Instead, she came out as full Trumpster, Paul. Instead, she came out supporting the big lie. Instead, she came out blasting Governor Tony Evers for letting lawlessness reign on the streets. And I know law and order is an important topic for Republicans. And I think that even Kenosha hurt Joe Biden. I mean, the fact that it was as close as it was, and Joe Biden had 81 million votes, and Donald Trump got like 75 million votes. That was way too close for comfort. Even as a national electoral college, popular vote. I mean, that is a massive differential. But quite frankly, I can't believe there's 75 million Trumpsters in the world, Paul. But here's what I fear. The Democrats haven't given people a hell of a lot to believe in. You know what? What do they stand for, Paul? What's the message of the Democratic Party for 2022? What's the midterm message? Re-elect Tony Evers so he can veto the bad legislative work of Republicans. But the average, you know, not the political junkies like us, Paul, you know, the average Wisconsinite just says, you know, get some governing done. Well, guess what? With the legislative majorities that Republicans currently hold, and the fact that they were gerrymandered in that position for a decade, and the fact that some indications are it could be pretty bad, although Tony Evers did submit his own map today to the courts. So at least Tony's got an option out there to be considered. One must assume it's less partisan than the Republican current map. But if the gerrymander is locked in for another decade, and even if it's not, the maps still favor Republicans because geographically more Democrats live in the urban areas, and geographically it's a big state and there's a lot of territories. There's 99 assembly seats. There's 33 Senate seats. You know, only like 8 of those are in Milwaukee and Dane County in terms of seats. They divide our ability to govern as thinly as they can. But here's the problem. Tony Evers cannot govern through Republican budget priorities and through veto pen. So Tony Evers, as the incumbent, A, has got to run on his record. B, a pandemic kind of crushed this state and the entire world. C, Republicans will not give him credit for anything and have blocked and obstructed at each and every step. And what they're counting on, Paul, is they're counting on people not to really have been paying attention. Anything that went wrong, well, that's Tony Evers' fault. You know, if Republicans had a run on Foxconn, which I think they should, Rebecca Clayfish, that's your project, right? Foxconn. That was you guys. You were bragging about Foxconn. Giving away billions to a foreign corporation. That was your bright idea. We barely hear about Foxconn. Well, the Democrats should be clubbing the Republicans like a baby seal with Foxconn right now. Like a redheaded stepchild. You know, throw in your bad analogy here. We should be clobbering Republicans on this issue. Barely hear it. Barely hear it. And with new legislative maps that mean Republicans are going to have decisive advantages in the legislative arena, well, how does any Democrat govern? You can win a statewide election. You can win the top of the ticket. You can win a Senate race, an AG race, a gubernatorial race. But how do you govern if you can never control the power of the legislature? Well, Democrats effectively don't have the ability to govern, not in a broad sense. And any Republican is going to have more success in governing because they got a willing and compliant assembly and Senate. So it's going to be tough. And I don't know what the numbers are, Paul. I think Rebecca Clayfish could have won perhaps going away with Scott Walker-like margins, 52-47. But then she decided to go full Trumpster. And, you know, claiming the deplorable right has got to be god-awful strategy. At least that's my opinion. But, God, Paul, I got my fingers crossed. We're not going to live under Gubernator Clayfish next. 844-967-2789. CJ, I still only got about 2 more minutes for you, buddy, but I know I cut you short. I'll give you a little more breath today. What do you got for us?
Well, thank you. You refer to the big lie as November 6th. I just heard one.
January 6th, sir.
Yesterday. Pardon me?
January 6th, the domestic terrorist action at the U.S. Capitol. That, and the cover-up thereof, the denial thereof, according to PolitiFact, is the lie of the year, CJ.
Well, I think I just heard the bigger one yesterday. Afghanistan, we now know that we left hundreds more. The Biden administration left hundreds more. President Commander cut and run. You know, you look at the economy. We got crime records all over.
Hold on. Let's look at the economy for a second, CJ. We've got a booming economy under a lot of metrics. If this was Donald Trump's stock market, the S&P is up 37% this year. That is sky high, CJ. That to me, when the Fed says we're going to start raising interest rates, that's because the economy is superheated, sir.
Inflation, and that's Joe Biden.
Well, inflation, you're talking about the profit inflation that many of these corporations are using. They're using the cover of supply chain issues. Right now, the meat industry has raised the cost of meat, and their net profits are up like 30% or more. CJ, if it was a pass-through expense, if it was higher cost at supply that was being passed on to the consumer, their profit margins would remain flat. This is not inflation. This is theft. Corporate theft. Profit, as it's called.